So it's these two things. It's potentially the 70th week approaching in 2025 and this potential restoration of our government. And again, millions of people very hopeful, as I am as well. I don't want to criticize their hopefulness, but it is balanced, countered with, if that 70th week is so soon, then it is sobering that we have not seen a public revealing of the restoration of our government. And, you know, there's so much more to say about all of this. You know, email me if you want to hear it. Maybe we can do a offline thing. But I feel like I try not to step into certain things because you're here. I'm assuming you're here for Bible prophecy. I hope you see that tension between, it isn't that I want one and not the other. It's like, I am very hopeful that the greatest government in the history of the world is restored and made anew, and that our children and the next generations are able to, and the world are able to benefit from the presence of true freedom, which has certainly been taken back over the decades. And you balance that with potential 70th week being so soon. And because we're not mentioned explicitly or even in a real good symbolic way that to my satisfaction in Bible prophecy, I don't see us. So I don't know what that means. I know there are a lot of people who've got all the answers to that. I don't see what that means, the silence of such a huge presence in the world, the preeminent superpower, even flawed, our government is the superpower currently, and the fact that we're not explicitly mentioned, maybe we are one of the four or final beasts, some conglomeration. I don't know. Those are the things I wonder about. Again, nothing set in stone. We're just waiting to see if 2024, 25 comes and it's business as usual, then okay. We're still looking for other things, so just moving on. Anyway.